Okay, so you know how everyone's always talking about SEO? Like it's the be-all and end-all of online success.
Right. It's all Google this and Google that.
Exactly. And you've probably spent hours, maybe even days, trying to figure out how to rank higher on Google.
Absolutely. I mean, who hasn't?
But here's the thing. Have you ever stopped to think about, Bing and Yahoo?
Oh, those guys. Yeah, they kind of get forgotten sometimes, don't they?
They do. But get this, they actually hold a pretty decent chunk of the search engine market.
Seriously, I had no idea it was that much.
Yeah, and ignoring them could mean leaving a lot of potential traffic on the table.
Huh, that's a good point. I never really thought about it like that before.
Me neither until I came across this article.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's called Search Engine Optimization for Bing and Yahoo by Chris Bradley.
Interesting. So, what's the scoop? Any mind-blowing revelations in there?
Well, it's less about being mind-blowing and more about being smart. It's like we all know the basics of SEO, but this is about digging a little deeper and seeing how things might be different with Bing and Yahoo.
I see. So it's like a deep dive into the specific strategies for Bing and Yahoo and why they matter.
Right. And the article starts with this really interesting point. It says that the fundamental way Bing and Google rank websites, it's actually pretty similar.
Okay, but hold on. If their approaches are so similar, how come the search results are often so different?
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question. It all boils down to this. Even though they might share similar basic principles for evaluating content and ranking, the emphasis they put on different factors, the way they interpret what users are really searching for, even the freshness and variety of the pages they've indexed, all those things can lead to very different search results.
That makes sense. So just because you're doing great on Google doesn't mean you can just sit back and expect the same on Bing and Yahoo.
Not at all. That's the big takeaway here. You could be missing out on a whole lot of potential visibility if you only have one SEO strategy.
Got it. So what kind of specific strategies are we talking about here? Does the article give any pointers?
It does. It lays out five optimization tips specifically tailored for Bing. The first one is pretty basic, but it's worth emphasizing. Make sure all the pages on your website are optimized for the best possible search placement.
Oh, so it's not just about focusing on your main pages then.
Nope, it's about a comprehensive optimization strategy. Bing seems to really value a website where every single page is in order, not just the home page or a few key landing pages.
Ah, I see what you mean. It's like Bing wants to see that you've put effort into optimizing every room in the house, not just sprucing up the front door.
Exactly. And the second tip builds on that. You need to optimize each page for different keyword phrases.
So we're talking about keyword diversity here.
That's right. Don't just use the same handful of keywords on every page and hope for the best. Think about the specific purpose of each page and use keywords that are relevant to that particular topic.
Okay, that makes sense. Target specific keywords for each page. Got it. What else?
All right, get ready for this one because this is where it gets really interesting. The third tip is to optimize different pages for Bing, Yahoo, and Google.
Wait, hold on a sec. Are you saying that the page I've optimized for Google might not be the best page to target for Bing and Yahoo?
Yep, that's exactly what it's suggesting. While your core information might be similar, you might want to tweak things like your page titles, meta descriptions, or even the specific angle you take with your content to better align with what Bing and Yahoo seem to prefer for specific keywords.
Huh, that's a bit of a mind bender, but I see what you're getting at. So even though the algorithms are similar, there are still some subtle differences in how they interpret things and what resonates best with users on each platform.
Right. Now, are you ready for a couple of tips that sound a little counterintuitive?
Oh, I love counterintuitive stuff. Hit me with it.
Okay, tip number four. If a page is already ranking well on Google, don't change a thing to try and improve its ranking on Bing.
Wait, what? Doesn't that seem kind of, I don't know, wrong? Like, why wouldn't you want to get even more traffic from Bing?
It does seem odd, right?
Yeah.
But the article seems to be suggesting that if something's working really well, don't mess with it. The potential gains on Bing might not outweigh the risk of hurting your Google ranking.
Oh, I see. It's like, don't fix what ain't broke.
Precisely. And the fifth tip goes along with that same idea. Don't add more keywords to a page that's already doing well.
Right. Don't mess with success. Got it.
Now, there's another really important point that the article brings up about Bing and Yahoo, is that they've kind of joined forces to become a much bigger player in the search market.
Really? I didn't know that. What does that mean for us exactly?
Well, think about it this way. While Google is still the big dog, the Bing and Yahoo, partnership means there's a much bigger alternative out there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this. So by optimizing for Bing, you're basically optimizing for Yahoo too, which means you're reaching a much larger audience.
Exactly. And this brings us to another really important point, the power of less competitive keywords.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, if you're trying to rank for super competitive keywords on Google, it can be a real uphill battle, right?
You're telling me. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest sometimes.
But the article points out that those same keywords might not be nearly as competitive on Bing and Yahoo.
So if you can find those less crowded keywords, you could have a much easier time ranking high and getting traffic.
Exactly. It's like finding a shortcut through the back roads during rush hour.
I like that analogy. Less congestion, smoother sailing.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can I find these magical, less competitive keywords?
Well, that's where keyword research comes in. You need to do some digging and see what keywords are popular on Bing and Yahoo, but haven't been completely dominated on Google.
Got it. Makes sense. Any other nuggets of wisdom from the article?
Oh, yeah. One last thing, just to give you an idea of where these insights are coming from. The article's author, Chris Bradley, is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. And get this, he's led the company to 24 years, 24, of straight profitability.
Wow, 24 years, that's impressive. He must know what he's talking about.
Right. And just to add to his credibility, the article also mentions that Double Dome Web Technologies is based in Atlanta and offers all sorts of internet marketing services.
Sounds like they've got a lot of experience under their belts. So, to sum it all up, what's the main takeaway here?
It's simple, really. Don't ignore Bing and Yahoo. They might not be as flashy as Google, but they represent a huge opportunity, especially if you're smart about targeting those less competitive keywords.
I'm with you on that. So, the big question for our listeners is this: does your current SEO strategy take Bing and Yahoo into account, or are you still just focused on Google?
Good question. And here's something else to think about. If Bing and Yahoo users are searching for different things or behaving differently online, what can you do to tailor your content to their specific needs?
Ooh, now that's a thought-provoking question to end on. Thanks for taking us on this deep dive. I learned a lot today.
Me too. And to our listeners, remember to keep digging deeper and exploring every opportunity out there. You never know what you might find.